Hello and welcome to our program. My name is Dina Marks and I will be reading Houston's Dining Guide here on Sight and to Sound Radio. Our first article is from the Houston Press. Openings and closings. Molehua taking reservations. Holy Moly debuts today. This is by Loretta Ruggiero, April 19th, 2024. Molehua, 7118 Burtner, opens April 23rd and is currently taking reservations for what promises to be a culinary hot ticket. Located on the second floor of the boutique Blossom Hotel Houston, it has not one, but two Michelin-starred chefs leading the venture and curating a dining experience for guests that celebrates Asian cuisine while incorporating modern techniques and refinement. The menu will feature premium Japanese cuisine, dim sum, and desserts. Chef Ho Chi Boon has more than 35 years of international experience at some of the world's most acclaimed Asian restaurants, including Hakkasan Global, Tornado in Moscow, Breeze in Bangkok, and East Ocean Hong Kong. He came to the United States in 2012 to open Hakkasan New York and received a Michelin star within 8 months of the launch, with the restaurant earning a second Michelin star in 2013. He then led the openings of subsequent Hakkasan locations, both domestically and internationally. He was part of the launch of Hakkasan's Ya Wacha here in Houston in March 2017, but it closed in February 2020. The Malaysian-born chef opened Empress by Boon in San Francisco's Chinatown in 2021, followed by Blue Whale Restaurant and Lounge in the Marina neighborhood. Molehua is the third restaurant under the Boon Group umbrella. Chef Hideki Hiwatashi began his culinary journey in Kyoto, spending 13 years working his way up through the ranks at the renowned Kikunoi Ryoan. During his tenure as head chef, the restaurant received two Michelin stars. He then opened Hakkasan Group's Sake no Hana in London. He's known for his skill and artistry with kaiseki cuisine. Holy Moly Golf Club, 3839 Wesleyan, opens April 19th. The new mini golf course, bar, and restaurant comes from Fun Lab, an Australian-based company that specializes in brands that offer socializing experiences mixed with games, sports, food, and drink. The Houston Holy Moly is the third U.S. location for the concept, with the first opening in Denver, Colorado in September 2023, followed by a very recent Austin spot in March 2024. Catering to generations nostalgic for the 80s and 90s, it offers three nine-hole mini-courses with creatively themed holes such as the Gone Fishin', where competitors have to dodge a large shark head, harkening back to the days when the movie Jaws had us terrified to go into the ocean. There's also the Connect Four with oversized checkers scattered at the bottom of a giant game board. Players can even navigate through a large dentist's office with a spit sink and a Holy Molar toothpaste tube. Hand-painted murals from Texas artist Good Luck Buddha add to the fun, while a customized Space Daddy golf cart awaits Instagrammers. All that energy spent putting through a maze of holes can be recharged at the Caddy Shack, a 104-seat bar with dining areas that serve American cuisine with Texas inspirations like chopped brisket sandwich on Texas toast, grilled elote corn ribs, and taco salad. There are pizzas as well, including the ricotta margarita, hot honey pepperoni, and a lot of meat with prosciutto. Other American fare includes the classic burger, Club Melt, Nashville hot chicken sliders, and fried wings. There's also a kids' menu. For mocktails, there's the Teamster Mule or a virgin slushy, like a, the Party Punch. Signature shooters include pickle shot with house-made spicy pickles and spicy candy made with tequila, spicy chili, and watermelon. Some of the cheeky cocktails are served in kitschy vessels like the Rub-A-Dun in the Tub, a gin and Aperol beverage served in a bathtub cup, complete with rubber duckies, or the Adios Mother Funner, which is a multi-liquor concoction of gin, vodka, tequila, rum, and triple sec, topped off with party punch and garnished with a Texas Longhorn. There's a selection of large format cocktails as well. Vibrant, 6501 Memorial, opened April 15th at Memorial Park. It's the second location for the Healthy Eating Cafe, which offers fresh, scratch-made dishes using sustainably grown and organic ingredients for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With its all-day dining options, Visitors to the park will have plenty of choices for meals and snacks while enjoying the natural scenic beauty or a post-run pick-me-up, since the cafe is located in Memorial Park's running complex. A portion of the cafe's revenue will go toward the Memorial Park Conservancy. The original Vibrant opened in Montrose in 2018. Its menu is free from gluten, dairy, refined sugars, peanuts, soy, GMOs, and gums. In order to keep its mission of serving nutritious and anti-inflammatory foods, it uses oils at their appropriate smoke point, and all of its pastries are vegan. A sample of its pastries, made minimally with quality grains, includes orange olive oil cake, the brownie, and cherry almond biscotti. Though the menu is heavy on vegetables and fruits, it is not entirely vegetarian. There are also dishes with meat and eggs, all sourced from producers that are sustainable, organic, and local. Guests will find items such as heirloom masa pancakes, chocolate chia banana bowl, golden bone broth soup, burrata toast, and roasted chicken panini. There are several taco choices, too. The cafe also features a coffee program using organic Panther coffee beans and reverse osmosis water. In keeping with its dairy-free aim, it offers house nut milk blends for lightening the brews. Vibrant joins a number of dining choices at Memorial Park, such as Beck's Prime at the Memorial Park Golf Course, and an array of rotating local food trucks, including El Deleite and the Dough Cone at its Live Oak Court, with four large picnic pavilions and plenty of spaces for al fresco dining. Blue Tuba, 350 West 19th, is shooting to open to the public for dinner service May 1st. Located in the former Harold's in the Heights space, it comes from owners Vlado Kolenik and Giga Lezayova, who came to Houston from New York after closing their New York City Italian-European restaurant Betola in August 2022. Both are natives of the former Czechoslovakia, according to I Love the Upper West Side. The duo scouted out places for a while before Ali Jarrett, owner of Harold's, took a chance on them, according to Culture Map Houston. While Kolenik is a chef, he's also a musician and composer. Guests to the new restaurant will more likely see him performing in the dining room with other musicians as he did at the former Betola space in New York City. The cuisine will be a mix of European flavors with a Texas twist. Plume, 1100 West 23rd, is coming to West Heights this summer. The dynamic cocktail bar will take its place at Brown Enterprises' recently opened urban office West Heights redevelopment at West 22nd and Beale Streets. The new concept comes from Brown veteran Ted Baker, whose portfolio includes Penny Whistle Pub, Bobcat Teddy's, and the former Revelry on Richmond. Plume joins a neighborhood of ice houses, patio bars, and diverse dining establishments, but it will bring a different aesthetic with its Art Deco-inspired interiors, drawing on the vibe of exclusive Las Vegas bars coupled with the glamour of old Hollywood. Interior designer Brad Collier of BW Collier Interior Design of Houston has envisioned the intimate space with sleek lines, bold geometrics, and, in keeping with its name, touches of gold and feather motifs. The 3,000-square-foot space will also feature a climate-controlled patio. Along with craft cocktails and elevated service, Plume will also have tapas-style bites menu. Bori 2, 501 Lovett, opens softly April 10th in Montrose. A grand opening date is still to be announced. It's the second location for the locally-owned upscale Korean barbecue restaurant. Currently, it is dinner service only at the Montrose location. Until its grand opening, it is offering 15% off during the soft period. The menu begins with starters such as kimchi pancake, bori beef tartare, bulgogi teobaki, and octopus carpaccio. Entrees include cold buckwheat noodle, bori sea bass risotto, kimchi fried rice, and bibimbap. For the Korean steak section of the menu, there are prime meats such as Japanese A5 Wagyu, dry-aged ribeye, and dry-aged New York strip, along with the Korean barbecue menu. Ubarito, 13132 FM 1960 West, opened April 8th in Cypress at the intersection of 290. It's the fourth Houston-area location for the fast-casual Tex-Mex brand, though the Durham location is still shuttered due to a fire last year. A reader sent in a tip, however, that the demolition of the Durham location is underway and that he was told by corporate team members that it will take 8 months for the rebuild. Meanwhile, the Uberito food truck is usually on hand at the Durham location to satisfy Uberito fans until then. As for the Cypress location, it serves the same menu of create-your-own burritos, bowls, salads, and nachos. There are four tortilla choices for the burritos, including flour, wheat, spinach, and jalapeno cheddar. There's an array of proteins like fajita steak, grilled chicken, ground beef, grilled shrimp, shredded pork carnitas, Beyond Meat, and tilapia. Customers can add their choice of beans, rice, and a multitude of toppings such as sautéed mushrooms, jicama slaw, roasted corn, sliced avocado, pico de gallo, and much more. A variety of salsas includes tomatillo tomato, serrano ranch, and raging habanero. There's also a taco menu plus beverages such as aguas frescas, soft drinks, beer, wine, and margaritas. Uberito also has a location in Columbus, South Carolina, and is currently looking to open soon in Texas City, Sugar Land, and South Houston. Carne Korean Steakhouse 2805 White Oak is launching its Soulful Sundays, April 21st. That's S-E-O-U-F-U-L, Sundays. It's a special brunch collaboration between the Korean Steakhouse and local Korean fried chicken concept Dak and Bop. Some of Dak and Bop's signature dishes will be available along with Carne's premium steaks and traditional banchan. The brunch will also feature DJ Vanilla Trill, the in-stadium DJ for the Houston Texans. Soulful Sundays will be hosted the third Sunday of each month from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Home Run Dugout, 1220 West Grand Boulevard, is adding to its current space a year after its March 2023 opening. The sports bar, restaurant, and entertainment venue will break ground later this month on its additional 9,242 square foot expansion. It will add 10 indoor batting bays, which will bring the number to 22. Chana Thai, 4334 FM 2920, opens softly April 12th. We've reached out for more information regarding the menu. You're listening to Houston's Dining Guide on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on one of our specially tuned radios, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. You can also listen at your convenience on our archives page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. This next story also is from the Houston Press, Feeding Houston, Brighter Bites, Houston Food Bank, and Cougar Cupboard by Loretta Ruggiero. We cover a number of gourmet restaurants, booming burger joints, and primo pizza parlors here in the Houston Press. And as much as we enjoy scouting out new cafes and happy hour hotspots, we also realize that a large number of Houstonians not only lack the means to dine out, but also face hunger within their homes as well. We are a massively spread out city and arguably the most diverse in the nation, and meeting the needs of those facing food insecurity is a daunting task. One organization alone cannot serve all of Houston's families and residents in need. Houston Food Bank, the nation's largest food bank network, serves 18 Southeast Texas counties. That's a lot of people to feed. There are other organizations, however, that also have arisen in the past few years to provide more than just boxes of non-perishable foods, but also fresh produce and education. Working together, these nonprofits benefit those in need of food and healthy habits. So some of them have experienced some big boosts lately in their efforts to do so. Brighter Bites. Recently, we were invited to the Brighter Bites second anniversary gala to meet with some of its organizers and strategists, folks who aim not only to provide school children with fresh produce, but also educate families about the preservation and cooking of the precious ingredients. Brighter Bites, which began in 2012, is the brainchild and founder and board chair Lisa Helfman and co-founder Dr. Shreela Sharma. Helfman attributes her inspiration for the nonprofit to her decision years ago to take part in a weekly fruit and vegetable co-op to provide fresh produce to her family. One day, her six-year-old son, now a young man, seated in the audience, turned down a slice of cake at a party because it was too sweet and asked instead for some berries. Helfman says she realized then that exposing children to healthy foods can make a difference, but that not all children have access to fresh produce. She began a collaboration with Dr. Sharma, a nutrition expert and professor of epidemiology at UT Health School of Public Health. They started with local schools providing fruits and vegetables donated by produce partners. Some students did not even recognize the different berries, citrus, and greens. Talking with some of the staff members of Brighter Bites, we learned that its program is a multi-layered approach to not only food insecurity, but healthier eating. Many families live in food deserts, be they urban or rural. Oftentimes, they rely on convenience stores for the bulk of their groceries, most of which do not sell fresh produce. Brighter Bites goes into participating schools for 16-week stretches during the school year and 4 to 8 weeks in summer camps. The produce is delivered and then unloaded by staff, volunteers, and parents who divide the food into bags. Each participating family receives 2 bags of fresh produce along with tip sheets, handbooks, and recipes to help them make the best use of the perishable food. The staff at Brighter Bites also show the teachers, students, and parents or guardians different techniques and tips for preserving the produce. In the end, each participating family and teacher can take home approximately 20 pounds of seasonal produce a week. With help from numerous corporate partners like HEB and Sysco, plus local farmers, Brighter Bites has expanded to Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, New York City, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and more. They are also setting up the program in North Carolina. Thus far, it has given more than 65 million pounds of produce to households that are eating healthier and learning to make the best use of fresh ingredients. Brighter Bites has also implemented its Produce RX program in partnership with UT Physicians to provide families at the physician level with reloadable vouchers to purchase fresh produce at local grocery stores. Despite its many supporters, funds are always needed to reach even more American households. The Brighter Bites second anniversary gala, which took place March 27, 2024 at the Revere, raised more than $450,000 while educating attendees about its goals and providing delicious 3-course meals to the audience. The food was decadent and yet still quite healthy. The spectacular dessert had creamy mousse made from Chobani yogurt. Derek Shore, co-host of KPRC's Houston Life, was the MC for the evening, and both Helfman and Sharma spoke about their passion for Brighter Bites. Several team members were recognized for their contributions as well. One mother and daughter who had participated in the Brighter Bites program at their school talked about how the tips in fresh produce helped them to learn about healthy foods they might not try otherwise. In fact, Mom Ashley also mentioned that her own mother, who was very picky, soon learned to enjoy some of the healthier alternatives. That multi-generational reach is exactly what Brighter Bites is aiming for in America's communities. There was also a panel of speakers for the evening, including James Beard Award-winning chef and founder of Southern Smoke Foundation, Chris Shepard, Good Pop founder CEO Daniel Goetz, and VP of Impact at Chobani, Becca Dietrich. Helfman said about the gala, "We are so very thankful to all of the sponsors, donors, volunteers, partners, and employees who make our program possible. With the generosity we receive not only at the gala but throughout the year, we will continue to push and expand the work we do to help create communities of health and wellness across the nation." The Houston Food Bank. A number of food insecure Texans rely on boxes of dietary staples, produce, and pantry foods from the Houston Food Bank, and its reach is far and wide. One of its largest fundraisers is Houston Restaurant Weeks, begun in 2003 by the late Cleverly Stone. While galas and fundraisers provide much-needed monies to keep nonprofits afloat, sometimes local and federal government entities can supply some of the hefty amounts of funding. Houston Food Bank was able to distribute funds this past week to 22 partners due to the $3.5 million America's Rescue Plan Act grant, which the food bank received via Harris County Public Health. The Houston Food Bank ARPA ECOP, Expanding Capacity Operations and Partnerships, has subgrantee recipients that include nonprofits, churches, senior centers, and local farmers. Some of those benefiting from the grant include Brighter Bites, $750,000, Hearts and Hands of Baytown, $139,000, Plant It Forward, $150,000, West Houston Assistance Ministries, $139,000, and Target Hunger, $450,000. The University of Houston's Cougar Cupboard was also a recipient, receiving $15,000, just in time for its reopening April 19th. It was founded in 2020 in partnership with Houston Food Bank to aid UH students who are facing food insecurity, a not uncommon experience among the nation's college students. The Cougar Cupboard closed last summer for construction. In a press release, Jessica Haney, program manager for Cougar Cupboard, said, "Our new location will also allow us to accept more people into the space at one time, increasing accessibility while decreasing wait times." She also said that the new space will allow for twice as much food storage. The Center for Student Advocacy and Community hosted food distributions every Friday during the closure while also supporting the secondary food pantry, Cougar Cupboard 2, operated by PEEPS. During that time, Cougar Cupboard received 300 visits each week. It expects that number to surpass 800 per week once it reopens. Cougar Cupboard is sponsored by the American Heart Association and Baytex Energy and presented by TDECU. It is open to all currently enrolled UH students without any requirements. Registration is free of charge, and students may also sign up for Houston Food Bank's Food for Change Network, which allows access to most other FFC markets across Houston. Paul Kittle, Vice President for Student Affairs, said, "Cougar Cupboard is not just about providing food. It's about nourishing hope, fostering resilience, and empowering students." The grand reopening of Cougar Cupboard is April 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at University Lofts, 4200 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Our next article is from cron.com. Houston restaurant Miko's Hot Chicken featured in national ad campaign. Kimiko Freudenland shared her unique culinary story with the folks at J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. This is by Erica Chang. Miko's Hot Chicken has been the premier spot for Nashville-style poultry since it first started slinging sandwiches from its trailer back in 2019. Now the whole country is finding out about it thanks to a cameo in a national ad campaign. Earlier this month, Miko's announced it would be the newest star of a Chase Link commercial. Headed by owner Kimiko Freudenland, the commercial follows Freudenland through the restaurant's kitchen as she provides commentary. "Starting a business is never easy, but starting at 8 months pregnant, that's a different story," Kimiko said in a 30-second spot. "We couldn't slow down. We were starting a business from the ground up." Along with her husband, Chris, the Freudenlands started Miko's Hot Chicken before going on to set up a permanent brick and mortar in the Heights in 2020. Kimiko's love of hot chicken came hilariously enough from pregnancy cravings and a trip to Nashville, Tennessee to try the real deal, according to the Houston Chronicle. In the advertisement, Kimiko is seen taking care of her family and the restaurant, detailing her hectic and busy lifestyle. In several follow-up posts on their social media, the Miko's team discussed the process of being chosen as Chase spokespeople. "We participated in several rounds of interviews and were selected in the end for this incredible opportunity and experience," the restaurant said. The Miko's team also posted behind-the-scenes videos of the process, which took about 2.5 days of work. In these videos, the Freudenlands are seen running around sets and speaking with directors. Miko's Hot Chicken is just the latest Houston restaurant to be featured on the small screen. Also, in early April, longtime comfort food spot Cleburne Cafeteria was featured on Good Morning America. The city will be again represented on streaming services through the Hulu series Talking Sabor. Headed by celebrity chef Aaron Sanchez, the series will premiere on April 24th and spotlight four Houston restaurants. This article is from Culture Map Houston. Another brewery closes. New Orleans-based brewery suddenly shutters Sawyer Yard's Tap Room by Eric Sandler. Another Houston brewery has poured its last pint. Urban South Brewery has closed its tap room in Sawyer Yards. Best known for its fruited sour beers, the New Orleans-based brewery opened its Houston location in February 2020. The 14,000-square-foot facility included a 10-barrel research and development brewing operation, canning line, a dedicated barrel and blending room, and a public tap room with a large patio and beer garden. The decision appears to have come suddenly. An Instagram account for the Houston location had been posting all week about an event taking place on Saturday that is now canceled. In a release announcing the closure, the brewery stated that closing the Houston location marks a strategic shift for the brewery. Despite the closure, Urban South Beers will continue to be available in Houston. Its offerings include staples such as the Paradise Park American Lager and Lime Cucumber Ghosts, as well as seasonal specials that include the Rocket Pop Ghosts and Red Nose Reindeer Cranberry Wheat. "While we have made the decision to close our Houston tap room, we are immensely grateful for the support and enthusiasm of our customers here," Urban South CEO Jacob Landry said. "Houston has been an integral part of Urban South's journey, and we are dedicated to continuing our presence in the city through various distribution channels. Houstonians will still be able to enjoy our flavorful brews in their homes and favorite establishments. Urban South is only the latest Sawyer Yards brewery to close. Back in January, Buffalo Bayou Brewing Company closed abruptly when its landlord locked it out for non-payment of rent. Sawyer Yards has yet to announce the new tenant for its three-story, 28,000-square-foot building. We've come to the end of our program. I've been reading Houston's Dining Guide. You can hear Houston's Dining Guide Monday afternoon at 5:30, Tuesday morning at 5:30, and Saturday morning at 7:30. I'm Dina Marks, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.